deductive and inductive method in economics. Meaning and steps in deductive method. Deductive method has been extensively used by classical and neoclassical economists such as Ricardo, Malthus, G.H. Mill, Marx, Marshall and Pigou. It still remains popular in economics as it has several merits. The principal steps in the process of deriving generalization through deductive logic are A. Perception of the problem, B. Defining precisely the technical terms, C. Making appropriate assumptions, often called postulates or premises, D. Deducting hypothesis, that is, deriving conclusion from the premises through the process of logical reasoning. E. Testing of hypothesis deducted. Merits of deductive methods in economics. First, in view of the limited scope for controlled experimentation in economics, the method of deduction is an extremely useful method of deriving economics conclusions. Second, it is possible to use mathematical logic in economics for arriving at conclusions. Three, deducting logic can be used without the detailed collection and analyzing the economic data which are required in the deducting method. Fourth, as compared with inductive method, deductive method is less time consuming. Five, likewise, deducting method is relatively less costly. Six, deducting method is very useful for small children. Demerits are limitation of the deductive method. First, the use of deductive method in economics is deriving as generalizations requires high level competition in logical and theoretical abstraction. Second, the use of the deductive method in economics needs a good deal of care and objectivity to avoid bad or faulty reasoning. Third, the deductive approach in economics is sometimes based on unrealistic assumptions. Fourth, knowledge is not self-acquired and therefore not assimilated properly. Fifth, the child is deprived of the pleasure of self-activity and self-effort as ready-made formula, principles and rules are given to him. Six, it encourages memorization of facts which are soon forgotten and therefore knowledge is rendered useless. Seven, this method is unnatural and unpsychological for the students who do not possess ability to appreciate abstract ideas in the absence of concrete examples. Eight, it fails to develop motivation and interest in learning. Nine, it fails to develop self-confidence and initiative in the students. The conductive method. The inductive method. The inductive method is a method of development in the inducting method, the children is led to discover through for himself. The various process in the inductive method are: first, observation of the given materials; second, discrimination, analysis, nothing difference and noting differences and similarities; third, classifications; fourth, abstractions and generalization; and fifth, application or verification. In the inductive method, the pupils are led from particular instances to general conclusion. Concrete examples are given, and with their help, students are helped to arrive at certain conclusions or principles. Merits of the inductive method. Following are the merits of the inductive method. First, knowledge is self-acquired and is soon transformed into wisdom. General trust in order to be learned must be earned is a famous saying, and the inductive method is true to it. Second, it promotes mental activity on the part of the pupils and makes them active participants in the learning teaching process. Three, it makes the lesson interesting by providing challenging situation to the students. Fourth, the method affords opportunity to the student to be self-dependent and develops self-confidence. Fifth, the student's curiosity is well kept up till the end when generalizations are arrived at. Six, this method is very natural because the knowledge is possession of man has been acquired in this way from the practical side of experience. Seven, the child learns how to tackle problems. He not only acquired more facts but also learned the process of acquiring facts which proves his useful for practical life. Eight, the method is based on the sound psychological principles. Learning is doing is the basis of this method. Demerits of inductive method. Following are the demerits of inductive method. First, there is every possibility that the students may draw conclusions very hastily, and these may be based on insufficient data and therefore may be wrong. Two, the method is very slow and lengthy. Third, it is not very helpful in the case of small children. Fourth, it is not suitable in the teaching of students in which there is more stress on the teaching of facts. It is not possible for youth to experience facts in history and in so many other subjects. Fifth, the inductive method is not a complete method in itself. It has been said, induction does not prove, but only provides the material to prove. It only discovers. When we have discovered a principle, we have to apply it again on some concrete instance for its verification. Therefore, we need deductive method to ensure the value of inductive process. Six, the use of this method needs expertise. Combination of deductive and inductive method. According to I.E. Miller, induction is the making of the tools of thought and deduction is the using of tools. Both supplement each other and are not opposite things. Both are wanted for the discovery of truth has both legs and wanted for walking. The only method for the teacher is the method by which mind adds to its knowledge. Induction should be followed by deduction and deduction by induction. Our approach should be inductive cum deductive. The modern viewpoint is that both the method should be implied for proper understanding of economic phenomenon and the development of scientific economic theories. Marshall rightly pointed out, inductive and deductive are both needed for scientific economic thought. As the right and left foot are both needed for walking. Deductive and inductive method compared. Deductive method. First, general laws are first stated and particular cases are taken as example to prove them. Second, it does not lead to new knowledge. Third, it is a method of verification and explanation and therefore it is a method of instruction. Fourth, this method is very quick. The child gets ready-made knowledge and he makes use to knowledge acquired by others. Fifth, this method encourages dependence upon others as it is based on borrowing from others. Sixth, it is downward movement of thought and leads to a more perfect comprehension of the principle or generalization. Inductive. First particular cases are dealt with and then laws are derived from them. Second, it leads to new knowledge. Third, it is a method of discovery and therefore it is a method of education. Fourth, this method is very slow. The child acquires first-hand information by actual observation. Fifth, this method gives training to child, depend upon himself and to develop self-confidence and initiative. Sixth, it is an upward movement of thought and leads to rules, definitions, or principles.